This resource is focused on the key skill, sense of initiative and entrepreneurship, and is targeted to introduce some concepts and facilitate reflections and argumentations about this key skill in personal, social and working life. The recommendation of the European Parliament and of the Council of 18th of December 2006 on the key competences for lifelong learning provided the following definition. Sense of initiative and entrepreneurship refers to an individual's ability to turn ideas into action. It includes creativity, innovation, and risk-taking, as well as the ability to plan and manage projects in order to achieve objectives. This key competence supports individuals, not only in their everyday lives at home and in society, but also in the workplace, in being aware of the context of their work and being able to seize opportunities. And it is a foundation for more specific skills and knowledge needed by those establishing or contributing to social or commercial activity. This should include awareness of ethical values and promote good governance. Essential knowledge, skills and attitudes related to this competence include: necessary knowledge includes the ability to identify available opportunities for personal, professional and or business activities, including bigger picture issues that provide the context in which people live and work, such as a broad understanding of the workings of the economy and the opportunities and challenges facing an employer or organisation. Individuals should be aware of the ethical position of enterprises and how they can be a force for good, for example, through fair trade or through social enterprise. Skills relate to proactive project management, involving, for example, the ability to plan, organise, manage, lead and delegate, analyse, communicate, debrief, evaluate and record, effective representation and negotiation, and the ability to work both as an individual and collaboratively in teams. The ability to judge and identify one's strengths and weaknesses, and to assess and take risks as and when warranted, is essential. An entrepreneurial attitude is characterized by initiative, proactivity, independence, and innovation in personal and social life, as much as at work. It also includes motivation and determination to meet objectives, whether personal goals or aims held in common with others, including at work. Now, with the first exercise grid, list your ethical values in personal, social, and working life. Take 10 to 15 minutes to write them down or to find a symbol useful to define a specific value. Sharing these values within the group, you will find for sure the same one indicated by more than one person, or similar values expressed in different ways. After the discussion, make a group mind map, where in the middle there is the most quoted value in all three different fields. First in-depth topic, focus on working life. Reflecting on the ethical values emerged and discussed in the group, do you find any connection with the list of abilities and attitudes identified by the EU recommendation for the key skill entrepreneurship? Now, with the second exercise grid, try to assess for each ability and attitude the level of importance, choosing among the three options: high, medium, and low. Make a summary of the most important items for the group and identify the ways to strengthen those skills and attitudes with higher scores. Second in-depth topic, focus social and personal life. How do you feel with the common group mind map? Are you comfortable with the majority vision? One of the key principles in democracy is the respect of minorities, and you can discuss about tyranny of majority. Democracy is a way of government of the people, which is ruled by the people. Democracies understand the importance of protecting the rights, cultural identities, social practices and religious practices of all individuals. In order for people's will to govern, a system of majority rule with respect to minority rights has been put into place.